Welcome to An American Tapestry. Join us as we explore the lives and contributions of African Americans to American history. The Port of Charleston in South Carolina was one of the busiest points of entry for ships, goods, and slaves in the mid-1600s. It's also the birthplace of the Gullah people. According to historians, nearly 40 to 60% of enslaved Africans entered the U.S. via the Port of Charleston. They came from countries such as Angola, Sierra Leone, Senegal, Gambia, Guinea, Liberia, Ghana, and others on the west coast of Africa. They were sold and traded all over the country. Many of them remained in the area to work on rice plantations. Due to their skill in growing rice, many plantation owners put their slaves in charge of overseeing the crops and day-to-day operations. Plantation owners would leave the area during humid seasons as they were not as resistant to the diseases often carried by mosquitoes that would invade the area. Their slaves would run the plantations until they returned. More and more enslaved people would be brought to the area, so the culture prospered, and soon it grew to outnumber the whites living in the area. The Gullah people developed their own language and culture that is comprised of a number of African cultures such as Kisi, Fula, Igbo, Mende, Mandinka, Limba, Susu, and Wolof, to name a few. When the Civil War broke out, many owners abandoned their plantations and lands and moved to the mainland. The Gullah people stayed and cultivated and maintained the land. Devastating hurricanes throughout the 1890s destroyed much of the crops and land, but the Gullah remained and practiced their culture with little interference from the outside. Nearly 350 years later, the Gullah traditions and culture are being preserved, but not without great difficulty. The Gullah have struggled to preserve their land in the face of resort development, social media, and modern culture. In 2016, the government passed the Gullah Geechee Cultural Heritage Corridor Act and provided $10 million over 10 years to preserve historic Gullah sites from the southern part of North Carolina to the northern part of Florida. To learn more about African American history, check out your local library or African American University library. Today's American Tapestry is a presentation of Oakwood University Church Health Service at 256-203-5185 and Praise 90.1 FM WJOU.